Asa, king of Judah, won a great victory over the vast army of Ethiopians that had invaded the country. The Lord saved the kingdom because Asa had relied on him, and the people of Judah were encouraged to be faithful to God and obey his commandments. The prophet Azariah spoke to the king and the people on behalf of the Lord to keep them in the path of obedience to God's law. Asa continued cleansing the country of idol worship and pagan customs, although he was not able to destroy all the shrines and high places that existed. His kingdom became strong and prospered because many Israelites from the other tribes came and settled in the land, all those who had remained faithful to the Lord and who saw that the God of Israel was with Asa and his people. The men of Simeon joined with Judah as the territories of these two tribes had been geographically linked, and many other Israelites from Ephraim and Manasseh went over to Asa. In the 15th year of his reign, the king assembled the people in Jerusalem. They sacrificed to the Lord 700 head of cattle and 7,000 sheep and goats, and they entered into a covenant to seek the God of their fathers with all their heart and soul, and to serve him only. It was decided that everyone who practiced idolatry or any other pagan custom would be put to death, as the people were determined to rid the country of idol worship. They took an oath to the Lord with shouts of joy to the sound of trumpets. All Judah rejoiced because the people had sworn the oath wholeheartedly. They sought God eagerly, and the Lord was with them. In the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, went into the land of Benjamin and began to build fortifications to prevent anyone leaving or entering the territory of Judah. He blocked the road that led to the north, and this was a direct threat to the city's security. But instead of calling upon the Lord to put an end to the blockade, Asa relied upon Ben-Hadad, king of Syria. He took the silver and gold out of the treasury of the Lord's temple and his own palace and sent it to Ben-Hadad in Damascus, asking him to break his treaty with Israel and attack the country so that Baasha would withdraw from Judah. Ben-Hadad agreed to do this and sent his forces against Dan and Naphtali, taking several towns and store cities of the north. When Baasha heard this, he stopped building the fortifications and abandoned the work and went home. Then Asa made a proclamation throughout the country to assemble the men of Judah. No one was exempted. They pulled down what Baasha had built and carried off the stones and timber that he had been using. With these he built up and fortified the towns of Geba and Mizpah in the land of Benjamin. But the Lord sent the prophet Hanani to say to Asa, "Because you relied on the king of Syria and not on the Lord your God, the Syrian forces have escaped. Were not the Ethiopians and Libyans a mighty army? Yet when you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong towards those whose hearts are fully committed to him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on you will be at war." When Asa heard these words, he was so enraged that he threw the prophet into prison and persecuted anyone who stood up for the man of God or disagreed with the king. Towards the end of his reign, Asa was not as faithful to God as he had been before. He no longer relied on the Lord with all his heart. Nevertheless, he did not forsake the God of his fathers. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. He suffered greatly, as the complaint was very severe. Yet, even in his pain, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. In the 41st year of his reign, Asa died. They laid him on a bier covered with spices, and they made a huge fire in his honor. Then he was buried in a tomb he had cut out for himself in the city of David, and Jehoshaphat his son succeeded him as king. Next episode, the Kings of Israel.